In Alaska, the competition has three parts. Teams prepare a 15-page research paper and create a 15-minute presentation on that topic. The third part is the Quiz Bowl. In that, teams of four students answer questions on topics that range from ocean chemistry, plate tectonics, wind and waves, sea life, and governmental policy. The teams staged a practice quiz bowl in Petersburg before leaving for the competition.
Some insects can glide across the surface of water due to water's W, capillarity, X, surface tension, Y, viscosity, Z, hydrogen bonds. A2?
No.
That is the correct answer.
A co-captain, Anders Christensen, was fast on the buzzer during the Quiz Bowl in Seward for Petersburg's team of five seniors who called themselves Team Far-Fetched.
Quiz Bowl, I think I could have done a lot better, but our team was doing very well.
Yeah. Sounds like you got kind of psyched up for the Matsunamis.
Yeah, our first Matsu match did not go well.
No.
But we played them the next day, and it was a lot closer.
That Matsu team was a perennial powerhouse, but ended up losing in the championship bracket and beat the Petersburg team in the match for fifth and sixth place. But Team Far-Fetched took second overall for their research paper. For their topic, they researched extreme wind conditions and explained how icing could impact boats' commercial fishing. They had prepared a 20-minute presentation, but found out last minute they needed to edit that down. Gabe Torres is another team member.
We had a good time. It was a pity that we got cut short on our presentation, but aside from that, I thought the presentation went pretty well.
The team had worked on their paper for 3 months this fall and the presentation a month and a half this winter. Helen Martin was also a co-captain.
We've all kind of been in it together for, I think, a minimum of 3 years for all of us. It's like at a minimum of 3 years of us all working together, so we definitely have like gotten used to each other and kind of know how each other works when we're quizzing, so we got to be able to use that, and we're all pretty good friends, so it was fun.
Martin, along with Joey Giesbrecht, were on the team for 4 years. The other three had been on the team for three. Martin describes what the Quiz Bowl is like.
I actually thought it was a little bit more stressful this year than it was in the last years, because we're like a team of all seniors, and it was our last year, so we had to find the combination of like wanting to have fun, but also wanting to do really well. And even though Anders said he thought he could do better, he did absolutely amazing. So he really pulled our team along, and that was really nice. And we had five people this year, so we had alternates of Gabe and Joey, so they would come in and out depending on kind of what the match was going like. But I thought we did really well in the end, even though it was really stressful.
And another team member, Marissa Nelson, felt the pressure during the Quiz Bowl as well.
For me, it was hard to like still focus on just enjoying the time that we had there and just being with the team. But our last couple of rounds in the first bracket actually ended really nicely, and by the end we were laughing, we were having fun, we were smiling at the other teams instead of kind of like falling into deep pits of despair thinking we were going to lose. And in the end we did well, and I'm really proud of my team, and not to mention the freshmen. Really proud of them too.
Petersburg High was represented by two teams at the tournament. The second went by the name Team Tidal Here, with Tidal spelled T-I-D-A-L. Senior Taryn Copeland and freshman Rose Lane didn't make the trip. Two freshmen, Liam Demko and Jaden Perry, did, and ended up competing with a student from Ketchikan and one from Diamond High in Anchorage. They took a ninth with their research paper on extreme rains. Demko explains how the competition went for him.
Well, since we're all relatively new, it was kind of hard to get into it and know what we're supposed to be doing. But in the end, it worked out fairly well, so I guess I'm happy for that.
In the Quiz Bowl, Team Tidal Here did well enough to qualify for the championship bracket, but because it was a team from multiple schools, were placed in the consolation bracket. They wound up 15th in that competition. Demko and Perry also were the first ones out of all the groups to give their presentation. The teams are coached by two volunteers, Sonny Rice and Joni Johnson. They meet with the students twice a week after school to work on their papers, presentations, and quiz bowl questions. Here's Rice.
We didn't get to see all the presentations, which we usually do. The ones that we did see, I thought, were good. It was an interesting topic about weather. It was pretty great to see Jaden and Liam get up there and do it with just the two of them. They did a really great job, so that was wonderful. And after 3 and 4 years of the seniors, these guys, they said that makes them nervous, but they're actually quite poised on stage, and it's nice to see them.
Joni Johnson explains it's a pretty rigorous weekend of answering Quiz Bowl questions for the students.
It's interesting because, you know, your brain is turned on from 10:15 in the morning or 10 in the morning. You have a 45-minute quiz round. You have a short break. You go to a different room. And so basically from 10 until 5 on Saturday, they had 7 matches. So it was a good, 7 hours, I guess, of having your brain turned on. And then Sunday was a similar thing from 8 until noon. So not a whole lot of downtime at all.
Students also got a chance to tour the Alaska Sea Life Center and hear from scientists about how they got started in their careers. The winning team from Cordova earned a trip to the national competition. That's in Boulder, Colorado. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.